Just 1 month after it was announced that Atlanta would be included in a new federal HIV prevention initiative, the State House passed several proposals aimed at fighting the disease in Georgia. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we take a look at these bills and their chances of making it into law. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia, and as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, there are three bills that passed the House, but let's start off looking at one, and it's a bill that we've seen in past years, which facilitates a needle exchange program. Can you tell us more about this bill and what it's aiming to do?
We have seen it before. Basically, what it would do is provide clean needles to intravenous drug users. And what you're doing is trying to prevent HIV infection, hep C infection among people that use drugs and share needles.
There have been some critics of this effort to support needle exchanges. What are their main concerns?
They feel like kind of implicitly that it would encourage drug use, intravenous drug use. But supporters of needle exchanges point out that, look, if you're stopping new infections, that's going to not only improve people's health and protect people's health, it's also going to save money because people who get HIV, and especially people with uncontrolled HIV, can cost the federal and state governments a whole lot of money in terms of their treatment and care.
And another proposal that passed in the House is also looking at preventing new HIV infections, and that is expanding distribution of PrEP. So what is PrEP? What is the intention of this bill?
PrEP is essentially a pill that is given to people who might be at risk of getting HIV. It's been proved very effective, and this bill would establish a pilot program to expand distribution of this pill.
Finally, the third proposal is more so supporting access to health care for people who are currently living with HIV/AIDS. Tell us more about that one.
It would expand the Medicaid drug formulary, a list of approved drugs, to include a wider variety of medications, including single-dose medication for people with HIV, which is considered a real breakthrough in terms of treatment of the disease. Essentially, people are more likely to take a single dose rather than multiple doses through the day. That's not just HIV patients. That's any patient with any disease. So what we're talking about is pretty strong legislation that's proceeding in the General Assembly, and we know Georgia is the number one state for new HIV infections.
And it bears repeating that experts consider Georgia in the middle of an epidemic. Is this why state lawmakers felt the need to act beyond the efforts of the new federal initiative?
The legislators I talked to about this issue point to the fact that we've been targeted by not only the Trump administration, but also these alarming statistics. And so that's why there's real momentum for these measures to pass. And they stand a really good chance, I think.
So let's say these bills make it through the Senate, make it to Governor Kemp's desk. He signs them into law. How will these proposals impact the people who are living with HIV in Georgia now or those who are potentially at risk?
Well, anything you can do to stop new infections is very important, both for the patients and for the healthcare system.
Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. As always, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or gpbnews.org.